This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The head of the World Health Organization has called for global solidarity on Friday in the fight against the new virus that's emerged from China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there were worrying signs the world was not hearing the call to support those in China who are helping to fight the outbreak.
I again repeat, this is time for solidarity, not stigma.
Dr. Michael Ryan, the executive director of the WHO's emergencies program, warned against politicizing the epidemic.
Please, let our scientists get on. Let our public health professionals get on. Let them work together, and we find answers to this. And as the DG said, maybe we should try, all of us, to avoid politicizing this situation right now.
Ryan was responding to claims from a White House official that China had lacked transparency in its handling of the crisis. There might be a truce agreement between the United States and the Taliban in Afghanistan, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A senior U.S. official says the United States and the Taliban have reached a truce agreement that will take effect, quote, very soon, and could lead to a pullout of American troops from Afghanistan. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to discuss details ahead of an official announcement. The person added that the agreement for a 7-day reduction in violence to be followed by the start of all Afghan peace talks within 10 days is very specific and covers the entire country, including Afghan forces. The developments come as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met in Munich with Afghanistan's president. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. government prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media leak. The decision resolves a criminal investigation that spanned more than a year and began with a referral from the Justice Department's Inspector General. It said that McCabe had repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. McCabe's lawyers said in a statement they were told in a phone call and letter that the case is closed and that no charges will be brought against him based on the facts. McCabe, a frequent target of attacks from President Donald Trump, has denied that he intentionally misled anyone. The U.S. Defense Department has sent Congress a request to shift nearly $4 billion from the military budget to pay for a wall on the border with Mexico. Reuters' Yahaira Yaquez reports.
Congressional aides said the money was originally meant for the National Guard and for procuring big-ticket military hardware, such as F-35 fighter jets, C-130 transport aircraft, Osprey tilt rotor planes, and shipbuilding. Democratic lawmakers said the decision was dangerous and misguided. The move also angered the top Republican on the U.S. House Armed Services Committee. Representative Mac Thornberry of Texas said the Pentagon's plan was, quote, contrary to Congress's constitutional authority. The Trump administration has pledged to build at least 400 miles of wall along the Mexico border by November 2020, when Americans will vote for the next president.
That's Reuters' Yahaira Yaquez reporting. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg says that he accepts the social media giant might have to pay more taxes. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook's CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more tax in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
Late in the day on Wall Street, a mixed day with the Dow Jones Industrials down by 0.09%, but the S&P and the NASDAQ slightly higher. For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.